you've won six Preaknesses, and they've all been with horses that ran in the Derby. Now you're going to try to win a seventh with Collected, who did not run in the Derby, and just, you know, talk about his attributes coming into the Preakness. And
well, this was the race we had in mind. We really never thought Kentucky Derby with him. We thought, you know, being by cities, that we know that he's, you know, distance wise he might be a little bit hindered by it, but after he ran in the Sunland Derby, and then he came back in the Lexington Stakes, we thought this is a time maybe to, you know, I've seen horses come out of Lexington and run in the and run very competitive, so we thought we could be competitive in this race. So and a lot of things, you know, there's things can happen, but if he was doing well, he worked well, so we thought, well, the way he worked the other day, his last two works were pretty strong, so he looked like he deserved a spot. Whether he's good enough, that's a different story, but we just felt that, you know, if you're going to hit one of the classics, a little shorter, you know, speed, he's usually does well here at Pimlico, but you still need the best horse to win.
Was the kind of thing, he's a multiple stakes winner, a lot of these owners are in the game to be in races like this, give him a chance.
Yeah, give him a chance. You know, this is why they're in it, and they have it's a fun group. They love going to these big races, and they're, you know, this horse has been really sort of spoiled them a little bit, you know, and so, but, you know, he didn't run well in the Southwest. He just didn't break well, and the track was like, it was, everybody was complaining about it. It was really deep and gooey. I don't know. That's what the word was, but he still ran respectable fourth. And so, you know, he's at the top of his game right now, so this will be it, and you know, there won't be any Belmont for him, so hopefully, you know, I think he needs a decent post, and he needs a clean break. He needs a break.
Had you anticipated when you started planning since Lexington towards this race that there'd be an unbeaten Kentucky Derby winner in there?
Well, I mean, I always knew that Nyquist was a really good horse until, you know, he was sort of, you know, anytime you go undefeated, especially like in California and the way they shipped him and he ran. He's a really good horse. And so it's, you know, the Derby winner is always tough to beat in the Preakness because they're in the zone. They're in the, they're at their peak. So, and he has a lot of speed himself. So he stays out of trouble. But he'll be tough.
So the question shouldn't be why the Belmont's so hard to win for these horses going for the Triple Crown, but why the Preakness is so easy for these Derby winners?
Because you come back in 2 weeks, and you don't have to do much with them. They're already ready to roll, so you just keep them happy for, you know, you don't do much with them. Ship them over here and put them in there, and they'll give you a big effort. They'll give you a really big effort as long as you don't do too much with them in between. And so... And some, you know, you've seen some of them just falter, you know. So, so you just have to. You know, but if you have a really good horse, he'll run well here.
You've run against Exaggerator a few times. What do you make of the Kentucky Derby runner-up?
I think he's a really good horse. I think he just can't beat Nyquist, you know. And I think it's still going to be sort of tough for him, you know. And so. But, you know, if it rains and it's wet, I know he ran really well in Santa Anita, but that was a different kind of wet track. We have different. When it gets wet, it's like, it's sloppy on top. It's like, it was totally different. Here, it's a softer mud, softer wet. So I think that, you know, he's, you know, they should be the 1-2 favorites. And,
well, what would an off-track in their predicting rain at this point do for Collected?
Well, you know what? We really haven't run him. I've worked him on a little bit of a wet track, and he's worked well. So, but he's speed. There's a lot of speed in there. There's a lot of, you know, we got that maiden, you know, has speed. I think the pace is going to be pretty hot because we need to be. We got to be running. We cannot come from off the pace.
And what do you think that impact that's going to have on Nyquist?
He's pretty fast himself, you know. So, you know, he just might shake us off you know, he's you know, a horse like him, he just might shake us off by the 3/8 pole. And then he's got to, whatever, leave something in reserve for if the the other horse, the Sermo's horse fires, you know. So they have to fire, you know.
Well, do you see Nyquist in the same sort of mode as American Pharoah was, that often he was in front just because he was the best horse, the best athlete, but he didn't have to be in front?
I think he's Nyquist, he's quick. You know, he's really quick away from the gate. He's a, you know, he's a smaller horse, so he's they're two different types of horses. Pharoah was more, he was a bigger, long, you know, big, you know, do it effortlessly. But I think Nyquist, he's fast. You know, he reminds me of like a Smarty Jones, which is quick and just can put himself in a spot really quick. You know, so runs well in the wet track. We've seen that in Florida. So he's definitely the horse. I mean, you know,
Exaggerator.
It could be Affirmed Aladar. You know, it could be that kind of, you know, that kind of a horse thing. You know, this horse going to come, and you always have to give the edge to the horse that, you know, pass me to win. You know, and that's I think Nyquist. You're going to have to pass him to win.
That means.